Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I lay.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Okay, we can go ahead and start the show?
Yes, we can.
Oh, wonderful. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. You're welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. I am so excited. Our mission has been to educate and empower people around the globe from this radio platform to live in a healthier environment. We've been talking about environmental policy. We have been talking about environmental strategies. We've been talking about nanotechnologies that you can use to make your environment safer. Tonight, before we begin, we want to give a shout out to Mr. Rod, one of our nanowater specialists in Canada who is recovering at home. Rod, we're giving a shout out to you because we love and celebrate all the hope that you've given us and the investment that you've made in this project to bring a healthier Canada and to inspire us and give us wisdom to bring a healthier United States. This radio show has become a U.S.-Canadian collaborative, so to speak, because it's given voice to farmers and mothers and fathers and children and doctors and nurses and farmers and people who are concerned about what the environment is doing to us and how we can make a difference and make a change. I want to give a shout-out to my Canadian family that's on the show tonight, Mr. Mario, our health physicist with the farms up in Quebec. Mario, welcome to the show tonight. I want to give a shout-out to my co-host, Mr. Jonathan Hill, who is a farmer in South Carolina, a man of God, one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met, and certainly one of the most gracious and merciful people. He has been doing a campaign making people aware in South Carolina as to how they can reduce the exposure to air and radiation toxins. So we thank you, Mr. Hill, for your dedication. In the absence, my other co-host, Ida Morris, who's just been tremendous with helping us to get the word out and educating us about nutritional resources that we can use to keep the body balanced. Because as you know, when you have sustained exposure to air and radiation toxins, it demineralizes the body. So everybody needs to stay on top of your magnesium levels. Tonight we got a special show. Last week we started singing I Feel Good because of the support and the position that we are now being supported by people who are gurus in the industry of birthing and commercializing technology. And we've been able to make some headway. We started talking about the 30-second elevator pitch and how when you talk about the environment being toxic, how people, you know, are real resistant and looking at you as if you're saying something strange. But in today's world, with the Office of the Surgeon General issuing a nationwide call to action, telling everybody the house is making them sick, there's a more intentional effort now to really look at this and really pay attention, because there are so many people dying in their beds and everybody's wondering what's going on. There used to be a song in the 70s that said, "What's going on?" One of Marvin Gaye's hits, I believe. And he began to talk about, you know, people dying, the violence that's in the street. Well, the Obama administration gave an intentional effort to making us aware that our environments were making us sick. That is an effort that has really been around for a long time, as long as the Environmental Protection Agency. And we appeal to President Trump to continue the momentum, because as we know, Florence Nightingale, the mother of nursing in the United States and in Europe, said that a healthy environment makes for healthy people. If we don't have healthy environments, then we don't have healthy people. And so as we begin to look at the 30-second elevator pitch, how are we going to get this message across? I had an opportunity to present in Virginia where I started the new elevator pitch. Is your house making you sick? When you get up in the morning, do you feel like you're drunk, like you've had a glass of wine, one too many, when you went to bed and you wake up with a hangover or a haze? Do you feel weak and lifeless and without energy in the morning? Well, it could be because your bed is making you sick. The box springs in your bed have picked up the electromagnetic fields in the wall behind the bed. So I've been trying this elevator pitch. Is your house making you sick? And I'm telling you what, it jolts people and it brings people to attention and it brings them to conversation, because I have a friend, and in her church, three people under the ages of 30 died. Two of them died in their bed. One of them had no disease at all, no health challenges at all. She just went to lay down to take a nap midday and did not wake. They went to wake her, and she was gone. This 22-year-old, that was a 30-year-old, the 22-year-old dropped dead in the kitchen. She had a seizure disorder. Her parents were out, you know, for a run of errand. They came home, and they found her dead on the kitchen floor. The third one was found dead in her bed. And so it's not unique to these three. People are asking the question all over the United States, why are so many people dying in the bed? And we have a solution. The problem is, we know the problem is well-defined, too many indoor toxins. And so tonight's show is dedicated to two children who become passionate to my heart. One is a little boy who's 3 years old. His name is Evan. He was born with a rare disorder to the heart. His mother had to work in Japan at the time when the nuclear reactors exploded, and it created a crisis over there, and the masses were exposed to all that radiation, and they gave them iodine to take, because they know that sustained exposure to a lot of iodine radiation makes the body offload trace minerals really quick, and you can die. This, her level of exposure, who knew that the unborn child in her womb could potentially have been injured from that source, so his heart didn't properly develop. He was born with a hole in his heart and couldn't even come home for almost the first year of his life, having to have multiple surgeries, and is waiting to have even a surgery now. He was born a blue baby, so he didn't get proper oxygenation. His body was not properly perfusing oxygen. And he's had already two surgical interventions to help to correct that. When I met him, his parents were struggling to survive because they had massive medical bills, and the mother had lost her job. And I met her at this conference I had to speak at last week in Virginia. And she's like, Dr. Lally, please help me. I contacted the team in Virginia, and the medical doctors went out to her house, did a survey, and sure enough, the radiation levels in the house were over 700. In fact, in some places, they were 1,200. And they saw how that was creating a loss of energy. Are these nanotechnologies that are retrofit houses were never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure diseases? But what we're finding, as the Surgeon General, Dr. Regina Benjamin, so skillfully outlined, is that when you reduce your exposure to indoor toxins, your body has a chance, the best chance, to balance and sustain your health improve your health, and even heal you. And that's why she made it the platform of her tenure in the Department of Health and Human Services as an appointee of the she was appointed as the Surgeon General by President Barack Obama. And she made that her passion, and I am so happy that the Trump administration has continued her work. In fact, this Healthy Smart Home campaign has gone over into the Department of Housing, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and it is now the platform shared by Dr. Ben Carson, who is also a medical doctor, a world-renowned surgeon, neurosurgeon, for his excellence of skill in all of the miraculous brain surgeries that he did to separate Siamese twins. And so with the government as a united front, this gives us a clear platform to begin to move the skill forward. I got a chance to meet this young man, this child, over the weekend, and I'm telling you, he's a delightful young man. We're working with the research group that we have now joined with us because they're raising money to give people grants to get their houses done. And we're so excited that we have a partial grant for this family, and we're working to raise, we've raised about a little bit more than 70% for them to get their house done. So that's a big clap, hand clap to everybody that's been working on that. Virginia team tonight, you're amazing. They're looking at other finance options for the balance that remains. They're looking to family and friends. So we're helping families win by decreasing their exposure to radiation, air and radiation toxins inside. So I want to celebrate the Virginia team for your excellence of skill for making this young man's and his family, giving them a hand, a lift up by helping them to minimize and reduce their exposure to air radiation toxins. The next child that is so young lady that's so dear to my heart, all these children are dear to my heart, but these two have come before me this week because This has been an amazing experience, amazing embrace of what is happening with these young people and the nanotechnology. Our little girl, Allie, our young lady, Allie, that lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, her mother was on the show about 3 weeks ago talking about the miracle of the nanotechnology and what it did for Allie within the first hour of installing it on the windows. And that's an exciting time. She talked about how Allie's seizures reduced like 90%, and Allie became so stable, they were able to take her out of the house for the first time in years and months, I should say, because she had an exacerbation. As you remember, the mother saying that she went to the hospital and the doctor said there was nothing more that they could do for her. And they told the mother, take your daughter and go home and let her die. What a thing to say to a parent. But there comes a time when medicine can no longer work for your health and for the sustaining health. They've run out of options, they've run out of skills, they've run out of resources. And so they tell families, there's nothing more we can do for you. Take your child or take your loved one home and let them die. And with that, Allie's mother packed her up and took her home. When we donated the nanos and we donated technology to begin to retrofit their house, and she was able to stabilize the seizures. The seizures decreased 90%. The mother was putting the nanos on her right foot. When her wellness practitioner evaluated Allie, her exam showed that she needed to wear two on her right foot. And that just was amazing because she was able to sleep. As you recall, her mother said she could only sleep 15-minute increments. And for the last, like, 10 years, she slept immediately 6 hours. And she woke up talking. She had been nonverbal for weeks. And so she had 24-hour registered nurses. And when they bathed her, they didn't want to put the nano on her without a doctor's order. So her family had a conference with the medical team, introduced the nanos to the pediatricians that managed Allie. They were totally blown away. So I really need a drum roll here. Da, 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 da. For the first time in our journey, a miracle happened. After evaluating Allie's situation, the doctors wrote a prescription. Her doctors wrote a prescription for her registered nurses to place the two nanos on her right foot to help with managing her seizure. This is a milestone for us because what we thought was going to be happening next year this time just happened this week because these parents want these nanotechnologies. They're just electric safety devices. They block static radiation, but they are using them in such amazing ways to help manage and reduce the seizure activity. And the doctor could not deny that the changes in Allie were a miracle. They were a miracle. And so that's worth us dancing again this week. You know, we went into the week proclaiming, I feel good and dancing and singing. And so we have an opportunity to win, not just for the Allies of the world, not just for the Evans of the world. We have put a team around Allie that is also raising money to get her house done. We're almost there. She has just a few thousand dollars more to raise. In fact, you know, her mother, there are so many sick children and sick people that they know that if we can work something out to support that team down there, because we are so blessed to have a team of medical doctors and wellness practitioners and a team of parents that are pulling together to make it happen. It's happening. So the way that you hook that 30-second elevator speech to get people to understand your house could be killing you, we're under a nationwide call to action for everybody in America to check your house. The Environmental Protection Agency says 6 out of 10 houses are too toxic to live in. Is your house one of them? Since I've been doing that little elevator pitch, I have gotten people to stop and listen. I went to a noonday prayer service today, and somebody saw me because I had a miracle happen at church on Sunday. Ever since I got hit by this truck, I've had like this, the weakness of my cartilage tissue in my pelvic girdle. So I've been getting physical therapy now for quite a few months. But I asked God, the pastor said, the Spirit of the living God is in this place to heal people today. And if you need healing, you come up here to this altar. So I made my way up to the altar. And for those of you who have not seen me, it's been very difficult for me to put my right foot all the way down on the ground. I've been walking on my right toes and my left foot because my hips have been kind of lopsided. And I want you to know, when I went up on that altar And I stood in the presence of God and the people that were praying. I began to feel the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, come over my body. And I began to feel a surge of heat in my pelvic girdle, in my hips. And all of a sudden, like somebody was jacking my leg down. Have you ever went to change a tire and you know how they pump that jack to pump the car up and they pump the jack to let the car down? It was like my foot started modulating and it started coming down. And when I looked down, I was standing with 2 feet, flat feet, at the altar of this church. And my pelvic had been so unstable, the doctor didn't really want me to do steps because I was stretching my ligaments before they were strong enough for me to really exert. So I've been grateful to have teams in these cities where I just get to be kind of a consultant to them as they go out, survey these houses, and the engineers, the electrical engineers come and do the retrofitting. So it's been amazing. I've had this cane that I used to walk with to help support me. And do you know, when I came off that altar, I have not been able to lift my legs all the way up. I was able to lift my legs. I was able to stand on 2 feet. I had so much strength that I carried my cane back to the seat where I was sitting. In fact, people were in worship and praising God. So I walked a whole circle around this theater, this campus. It has 10,000 seats, more than 10,000 seats. It was a big, huge sanctuary, much like a Joe Osteen's church in Houston. Massive numbers of people were in there. So I myself have experienced the grace of God this week, a profound miracle. And I tell you, it's one thing to be in the presence of the Lord and get resolved, but I'm 3 days out now, getting stronger and stronger. I asked God to restore my strength from before I had that accident, and he has done just that. And I'm excited. And it's just amazing, how these mothers, I hooked these mothers up together because I said, when you're dealing with children that have these types of health challenges, when you're living on the edge, sometimes you need somebody to understand what it is you're going through. And so I'm so excited about their resources, who they know. They're excited about bringing this technology to the community. They're excited about us. And I have to thank all of you for encouraging me, keeping me strong, checking in on me, buying the technologies, spreading the word. Even though, you know, people were looking at us like we was crazy because we found a way to give people a $7,000 radiation static blocker for $59. That is a miracle. When I demonstrated and showed this technology to military personnel, they were totally blown away. Because they understood people wearing these $7,000, $15,000 necklaces to block static radiation. Oprah Winfrey has one of these $30,000 Tesla watches to block static radiation. And here you have your $59 nanos or nano biobalancer, and she's getting the job done. Not only is she blocking the radiation, she's making a protection sphere around you. She's increasing your gas mileage. She's balancing out your foods. She's balancing out your lotions. You know, we found a new application for your nano biobalancer or your nanos. Guess what? You're in a place that has high Wi-Fi and you feel starting to feel weak. All you have to do, if you have an automatic door opener for your car, is put your automatic key entry unit on top of your cell phone. You'll mitigate the radiation for about 30 feet around you. Yes! We were in a place where the Wi-Fi was so high, I started to get sick. And it was crazy. I was just inspired to put I used that unit on my cell phone, and voila, I couldn't believe that it mitigated that that cell phone, that Wi-Fi that was in that building. And not only did people start feeling better, the air got lighter. It got cooler. And so everybody was like, ooh la la, wow. They couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe it either. And so we have something to celebrate tonight. These two young babies, Evan is 3 years old fighting for his life. He's got another surgery to have. The mother couldn't believe how these levels were making him lose energy. The father was losing energy, and he couldn't even sleep in this house at night. I said, yes, that's the number one sign of electromagnetic hypersensitivity. That's insomnia. 64 million Americans cannot sleep at night. So we have a captive audience. If you cannot sleep, you need to go to your doctor and be tested for electromagnetic hypersensitivity. These mothers were also blown away when we showed them the diagnostic codes for electromagnetic hypersensitivity, which are archived under hyperreactive vasculitis and hypersensitive angiitis. In other words, when you're exposed to sustained electromagnetic fields, it really affects the blood vessels. And so we can really understand strokes now. Most people have a stroke in the bed or have the stroke at the workplace when they're being surged with high levels of electricity to the heart and to the face and to the head. And so it's amazing to see how by reducing your exposure, how people's health just balances all the way out. And if you've seen me lately, I am the youngest looking 61-year-old in America. This technology is the new, 60 is really the new 35. I was telling the listening audience last week how I got carded at Walmart. I went to send some money to someone, and the lady asked for a second photo identification because she didn't think the first one looked like me. And so I'm still laughing about it, and everyone is remarking, Dr. Lally, we don't know what you're doing, but it looks good. And I said, I haven't changed a thing. I just put solely in the window. We had another testimony come in from North Carolina to one of the first schools that got grants to have the school done. And children are having summer school in this school down there. And these are children that had, some emotional problems. They had fallen back. They were hypersensitive. People were concerned about their ability to engage in the classroom. And their teacher said, it has been a complete transformation. And they said the grass around the school looks like velvet. The green is so radiantly green. And it just is explosive. They're having to cut the grass almost twice a week because of the solely frequency that's dancing around the house. But he could not believe the strides that these children who are now balanced, who feel peace, who possess their soul, so to speak, who are focused and engaging, the transformation, he said, because in that school the radiation levels were 700 to 800. In fact, in the classrooms on the front of the building, they were, I believe, in the 1200s. And it was really affecting the behavior of the children. So they are so excited for their model. Also, we did a house down there, and we are so excited that the electricians survey these houses and do electrical safety device because they actually say, this is an elder couple, saved them from having an electrical fire. They had a safety issue with one of their switches, and that's why, there's a complete evaluation. When you plug those monitors in, those meters to measure the microsurge, if you get a spark or fire comes back, you have to report that to the electrician right away. because that means that that socket is faulty, and if you plug anything in it, a blow dryer, electric shaver, can catch on fire and maybe even electrocute that person. So that's good that we're doing these electrical safety evaluations. The owners of the home were so grateful that those electricians were so dutiful, and they knew their job, and they're so excited to go in and use these technologies. So I just, you know, we have a captive audience tonight. Just wanted to see if anybody has any testimonies on the show tonight that they want to share. Well, if nobody has any testimonies tonight, we're going to, I have been out all day servicing and running around with these new doctors that we are training, getting another team out the door, and so I'm kind of exhausted. So I'm going to say good night to everyone. God bless to our special children that are waiting to get their houses done. We are working on your team, and we're so glad that the community is rallying around you to help make this happen, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to push and push and push until it happens. Everybody pray for our president, pray for America, pray for Canada, pray for the world, because we've lost our way from love, and we need to continue to look to love and decency and honor to protect the children, to show the children the healthiest possible way of living, and that is respecting and doing our due diligence to be respectfully regarding of one another and helping one another. So I thank you again to my engineer, Mr. Hill. You are an angel. We thank you. We love and celebrate you. To my Canadian family, to my Columbia University family, I'm giving a shout-out to the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education, where I'm a scholar in residence. We're going to do this 30-second elevator pitch. Is your house making you sick?
Yeah, is your house making you sick? Yeah.
Is your house making you sick? You know, is your cell phone making you sick? That is the hook line. By the authority of people in the marketplace, they said those are our hook lines. If you're selling the nanos or the biobalancer, you need to say, is your cell phone making you sick? If people are sick in their houses, you need to say, is your house making you sick? That's our hook line tonight.
Yeah, I will start myself. I will start myself with, have you had a night, a nice sleep? And then they say, well, whatever. Says maybe your house is making you sick, eh?
Mm-hmm. Is it working for you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Dr. Alati. That was great.
All right, Mr. Mario. Well, thank you for sharing.
Because
you are addressing the health problem in a very real way. As a weatherman, I know that you have a lot to say about how the weather affects health.
Actually, it's compounding effect, you know, like weather sensitivity, chemical sensitivity, and then you top it off with electromagnetic sensitivity.
Yes. And that certainly makes for an environment that you cannot sleep or rest in.
Yes. So having said that,
I'm going to go back to our business development consultants, and I'm going to tell them what you said.
And sure.
A 30-second elevator pitch.
Yeah,
Are you sleeping
at night?
Right. That's a great.
Would you benefit from better sleep at night, eh?
Oh, that's excellent, Mario.
Yeah,
excellent.
Most people would say yes. Most people would say yes. They say, well, maybe your house is making you sick.
Wow. That's a great one. I'm going to take that back to committee, back to our meeting when I go on Thursday and let them know. That's excellent. That's awesome. Because nobody can sleep. I mean, there's people that are dying because they can't. That's what happened to Michael Jackson. Remember, he couldn't sleep, and so that's how he got killed by that propanol.
Yes.
Because he wanted to be able to sleep. So we are moving forward, and I will talk to you. I will say good evening to everyone. Thank you for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Mario, for that great 30-second elevator pitch. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Yes,
sir.
We got who on the line?
I'm great. How you guys doing? Sorry I got on late.
This is hi,
I've got these teenagers here.
No problem. Always great. It's always wonderful to hear from you. We were talking about the 30-second elevator pitch tonight because we had an opportunity to hang out with gurus. People that commercialize technology for a living. And they were saying that we really needed a punchline with a 30-second elevator pitch. And so Mario was saying his 30-second elevator pitch is, all right, can you sleep? Are you sleeping? Can you use a better sleep? You know, and that's how he goes into conversation to sell his nanos in the retrofit houses. And we were talking about a 30-second elevator pitch. Is your house making you sick? To get people to think about what they're being exposed to indoors. What's your elevator pitch, Ms. Ida?
Well, I hadn't really thought of one, but those I heard you talking about those, and those are great. You know, is your house making you sick? And I got a new device, and I think it is making me sick. I was telling Nathan that I needed to get with him and get a balancer for my pad. Because I had something weird happen to me yesterday, and I have been on this pad a whole lot, and I don't have a balancer on it. And I'm not
what
sure the condition of the pad. Pardon?
What kind of pad is it?
It's the, the tablet, I'm sorry, the Samsung.
Okay. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. No, you definitely need to have someone but Dork test you and see.
Yeah.
Because those can affect your heart. You know, they're talking about these electronics where you have your fingers engaged constantly. And maybe one of the filters you have in your house, you can put in the socket that you are plugging in the tablet to. Or another thing you can do is take your remote, television remote, and put it on your cell phone next to the tablet within a foot of the tablet to help to mitigate the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something you can. But definitely, you need to make sure you have a filtration system. If you're on a tablet when it's plugged in, make sure you have a filter in the socket that it's plugged into.
Yeah.
Because it can really.
Will the silver paper help that? Put it on your tablet.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I said, would the silver paper help if you put it under your tablet?
The silver tape. You need a Q1 really on that tablet.
Ooh. Okay.
A Q1?
Mm-hmm.
I got the nano on the tablet. Okay.
Well, you can use a nano on there, but I tell people that if you need more mitigation, the Q1 was designed for electronics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was designed for electronics. So, yeah. Any other questions or comments?
Good.
Well, if not, we're going to say goodbye to Team Health Talk. Love and appreciate all of you for all the comments that you bring. We're moving forward. We do have grants available for people in your area. We have grants available in South Carolina and North Carolina. We will put everyone in touch with the research firms that are interested in the technology and archiving the data. The Office of the Surgeon General asked for technology to be developed so that the training could be twofold. You could empower the American people to take precaution and safety action to reduce their exposure, and we could begin to teach the consumers, begin to teach a vocation that would enhance the skills of everybody. Everybody across the board of medicine, manufacturing, working in the post office, anywhere that you're required to work with an electrical device, you need to be positioned to block that radiation. Even OSHA says in their booklet, Controlling Electrical Hazards in the Workforce, that people that work directly with energized machinery should have on protective gear. And so we take that to heart because, you know, I met so many young people under the age of 22 that need pacemakers. It's incredible. They're living on these electronics from the time they're 2 or 3 years old, and then they're dealing with their heart issues by the time they're 15 or 16. So that's before we go tonight, I do want to end with a word of prayer because the opiate task force of the White House is asking the president to declare a national state of emergency in the United States. There is so much heroin and opiate death that in Ohio alone, in the major cities, there's like 50 to 100 deaths every weekend. They've had to go get big refrigerator cooling units to house the dead. Young people are dying like 40 going north. There's so much poverty. There's so much lack of safety nets to hold and shield 18 years old. These children coming off of foster care and have nowhere to go, that are forced into life of crime. And it's crazy because they get a felony stage on their head. It's like almost like a bounty. It's worth so much money, it's incredible. So I want everybody to every eye to be to bow your head and become reverent. We're going to end tonight with prayer. I'm deeply disturbed that we are in a state of emergency with so many drug overdoses in this country. That's something to think about. At the conference last in April of this year, in Pittsburgh, the people in drug and alcohol rehabilitation and prevention gathered in Pittsburgh at the Marriott Hotel, and they were talking about how environmental toxins are keeping people so stressed out that they're overdosing on drugs and alcohol just to be able to go to sleep and just to be able to get at peace. And we know that that's one of the things we strive for, reducing exposure so you can get to zero stress. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, we come before you tonight because your word decrees and declares the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, and everybody in it. This is our assignment. You gave us an assignment to heal the land and to inform the people to reduce their exposure to environmental toxins. We have been under a nationwide call to action to reduce our exposure and strive for healthy homes and healthy schools, healthy businesses, and healthy farms. The Congress has even legislated the National Environmental Education Foundation to begin to teach children from kindergarten about reducing exposure to environmental toxins to preserve this great earth and this great land. Father God, our eyes are on you, because we cannot make it without you. We need your wisdom and your favor. Your favor and your wisdom, God. Be magnified, God. As we come here every week looking for information to lift, to sustain each other and to lift each other and to get information to be able to help families near and far. And so we thank you for being the exceeding God. We thank you for being the keeper. We thank you for sustaining the strength of Mr. Hill and Ida and Mario and Rod and all that come to give a word of hope and to share a word of testimony, that we together, unified, can continue to keep the candle of hope lit and to continue to increase the quality of life for people near and far, the rich, the poor, for every race and creed of humanity, for our animals that we love to dear. So we're asking you, God, to be magnified, guide us, lead us to safety, protect us, in the same way of Jesus. We decree it as now, we decree it as soon. In your heavens and in our earth, amen. Good night, everyone. I love and celebrate you. This is Dr. Lally. I'm over and out.
Good night, night everyone. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
like today.